You're listening to The Craig Carlisle Show.
104.5
WPJC. Parker J. Coleman. And welcome to The Craig Carlisle Show. And I'm excited today because we got some celebs in the house tonight. Shell T, are you out there?
Shell T is in the building.
That's what I'm talking about. So we had been talking about for some time that you doing a show and a segment and just doing some comedy, just talking through what you're doing, talking about so many hats is coming up on this month on the 22nd. That's 9 days away from the recording time, but by the time we air, the cool thing is it's going to be on that day. So everybody's talking about this is going to be airing on that day. And so all those hats you're wearing, how they all fitting, Shell T?
I'm sorry, because my mind is just completely blown right now in life in general, and just the fact that God is so faithful and just so real. I'm trying to remain focused because my mind is like, if it was a balloon right now, it'd be floating off into the air.
Well, tell the people why your mind blown at this moment. Because I know you picked up a package just now, right?
Say that again.
So you just picked up a package right now. So tell the people why your mind is blown.
Oh my gosh! I just got my first comedian write up in a newspaper. The Times Herald, the Vallejo Times Herald, did a I guess you would call it a spread. I'm trying to be all linguistic. Is that a word?
Oh, yeah.
I like making up words, but I don't always know if it's made up or not. But I just got a full story in the newspaper, and it's just phenomenal. You know, God's opening door after door after door, and this is one of them, so I'm super excited. I'm looking at it. I'm on the cover of the paper itself. I'm on the cover of the arts and entertainment section, and I have a full page story inside the arts and entertainment section of the newspaper. So it's just, you know, I know this is the best is yet to come, but at this point for me, it gets no better than this.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm really proud of you. And I know we're getting geared up to be there. So as this show is airing, we're going to already be on the ground in the Bay Area, you know, getting ready to get our hats to be part of the So Many Hats. You know, it's a monumental event, right? I mean, what do you call it? I mean, when you go to sleep at night, I mean, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about writing. I mean, because, you know, the So Many Hats totally encompasses how this process is working. Of course, we're Tourell Entertainment, my husband and I, so we're executive producers of the project. The entire process of the setup, the merchandise, the sponsorship, the whole thing is basically the hats that I'm wearing in this process. So, the one thing that I haven't had, like, the freedom to just do is literally just write for the night of the event. So that's what I think about. I go to sleep every night thinking about, okay, I need to write. But there's so many other things that are happening. It's like, which now I understand why people have writers, especially if they're in the business of comedy and not just a comedian. You know, it's a difference. But, God is piecing together even that part of it. And that's the beauty of God being the head of the vision, is that he's piecing it all together. So I know that I'll be prepared to go on stage once everything is prepared for the stage. Does that make sense?
It does. Now take the folks through the process. I mean, because a lot of us, we don't really think about, you know, other than, hey, we saw Kevin Hart, or we saw Shell T on stage, or we saw, you know, a variety of other comics on stage. When you say write, are you writing new material, rewriting material? I mean, what does that mean when you say you need to write for the show?
Well, you know, as a comedian, for me, I'm a storyteller. So I just talk about what I deal with. So I don't necessarily have to write per se. I just really have to talk, but there still has to be structure. So it these topics should feed into one another. It should flow throughout. So I'm telling this long hour story, but I shouldn't be telling the same thing over and over again. You know what I'm saying? There should be a process of how it flows one topic into another and streams through the entire time I'm on stage. So I'm writing basically a script of how it's going to play out for the viewers on stage, and then the viewers at home, because hopefully they'll buy the DVD when it's done.
Now, when you find yourself on stage after you've already done all the writing and the structure and everything set in motion, and you're on stage, you're just going with it. You're just being funny. You're just being Shell T funny. I mean, do you make up new jokes sometimes, or do you really stick to the script?
Well, no, that's the one thing you don't do. A good comedian doesn't necessarily have a script. They have an outline. So you basically have what it is you're going to talk about. Now, there's some jokes that are put together so that what I'm talking about has punchlines to it. But other than that, I believe, out of my experience of being a comedian, the freer you are to flow, the funnier you are. Because once you get scripted, if you come off the script, then you could get lost trying to find your place. And so I was taught this, oddly enough, I was taught this in as I was learning to become a leadership in ministry. We would be given mock opportunities to give messages. And my leader at the time, she told me, she said, the problem with me is that I script everything out word for word. She said, so I don't give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to move because I'm so focused on staying on the script. She said, when you get off the script, then you'll see the Holy Spirit move. And I've seen that definitely in my comedy. When I'm off the top of my head and being spontaneous, the Holy Spirit will give me all kinds of jokes and revelations and just insight to things. And when it comes out, it's hilarious.
Well, that's amazing, because I still remember when we came out to the Bay and we were screening Restored Me, and you did a comedy stand-up segment, and my kids were like, did she really choke her kids almost out, Dad? And we talked about that the whole ride back. I mean, again, for those of you who don't know, I mean, I live in SoCal, and so you guys live in the Bay. And so our drive was 6 hours. And in fact, that drive home was actually closer to 10, because we went and saw some family. We took the coastal way back on an inland drive, and that was rough. But they did talk about that at each stop. And I was like, well, you know, Shell T, guys, you know, she may choke you out a little bit, but she's not going to put you all the way out.
Yeah, that's why it's almost to death. We need to know that there's a point in time where we have to let it go. So, and a lot of this comes from, especially as a parent, the stuff that I just want to do to you. You know, it may not actually happen, but these thoughts and these ideas and these feelings are going through our head. That's how we know there is a God, because you're still here.
You said what you told me one time too. You said that to prove that there is a God is the fact that if your kids actually make it to adulthood, make it out of your house.
Yeah, they actually make it out of your house alive. That is that you know that there is a God, because the God is the only one telling you, don't do it, Miss Seeley. Don't do it. It ain't perfect.
I know, I've had many times, I'm thinking, I can plan this up, I can do this, I can do that. Yeah. Man, if I don't feed them, how long do they go? I mean, I heard Evan talking about he was going to be a vegan in my house. How are you going to be the only vegan in a house full of carnivores and you ain't got no job and asking me, calling and texting me, talking about, yeah, texting me, talking about, hey, Dad, yes, can you pick us up? Can you do this? I'm like, can you get a job?
No. And that's what I'm saying, and that's the beauty of this night. My hat that I wear, everybody wears, as parents, as adults, I get to just say it, and everybody can walk away going, okay, I'm not crazy. Okay, 100 people in the room laughing with you because they understand what you're doing. I'm telling myself to stop the whole time in my head, and the finger just keeps going. And I just said, wow, I guess that's close to 50. That's what it looks like.
It's too many hats. That's what the problem is.
Too many hats. One hat says yes, one hat says no.
Yeah. So this way, we need to get you an admin that can ride with you, or a PA, and do all your things.
Yeah. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Because I know there's times when you're trying to write and text and go to the gym and get kids picked up and choke them out with the other hand and sign a contract with the other hand.
And my kids right now, they are literally just going for the gold. You would think they were like trying to be Olympic stars because they are really trying to take me there. They're really, really trying to take me there. I said, wow. I told the other one today, I said, you know what? We've been going through this quite a bit. I keep getting phone calls. I said, have you gotten a whooping? No, I haven't. I said, you will now. I'm telling you now. And see, that's what parents need to understand, that your kid, when your kid knows the consequence of their actions and they continue on in the behavior anyway, it is not abuse. They are very aware of what's going on. Now, I'm not talking about the 2 years old. And they know it. They know. I'm talking about teenagers old enough to completely understand it is not abuse. So stop letting these people make you think this system is as crazy as they think it is.
Now, tell me, so who are some of your comedic influences when you got started and where you are today? Who makes you... Do you?
You know, in growing up, of course, Eddie Murphy, growing up, comedy in general, the funny stuff in general, you know, when you're growing up, you never really know what's tapping on the inside of you. But if you look back in hindsight, like they say, I've always loved comedy. I always loved...
You're good. Go ahead.
Oh, I've always loved funny movies and sitcoms and stuff like that. The Happy Days, the Vern and Shirley, all of those things growing up. I think I just dated myself to Methuselah. But
you're there. Well, let's come back. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk more with Shelty Funny and hear more about her so many hats and all of her influences comedically. Again, you listen to the Craig Carlisle Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
Does your business need to rank higher on the Google search engine? Do you want everything that your company touches to turn to gold? If you've answered yes to either of those questions, you need to contact Bright Media House. Generating relevant customer leads is critical to increasing sales and growing your business. By figuring out which online sales and social media marketing channel to use and how to use them can be overwhelming, especially when you have a business to run. Digital marketing is something every business owner and marketing manager needs as a part of their strategy. For more information, go to www.brightmediahouse.com or email us at info@brightmediahouse.com.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
I'm listening. The question is, are you listening?
Sometimes.
Why are you listening all the time? The show ain't no stop.
And we're right back with the Craig Carlisle Show. And on the phone, we've got Shelty Funny. Shelty, you out there, girl?
Shelty, I am here. And I want everybody to be saying that by the time I leave that night.
I think if I do that, I'm going to hurt myself. It's too high for me.
You go, Cheryl. Exactly.
See, you got to give the dudes something that the tenors and the bass, you know, with some bass in your voice.
Yeah. A little freedom to let it go.
Yeah. Now, before we went to break, you were talking about your comedic influences in Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. And so take folks there and where you were, and show them where you were when you did your first comedic set stand-up.
The cool part about it is like I said, I've loved comedy all my life, and I never understood why. And that's the beauty of God. He's always got it in you until he pulls it out of you. And I was watching a play. Jay Red was in the play, and I'll never forget it. He was playing the Pentecostal player, and he was in there. He was a hot mess, but he had me cracking up. And at that moment, you know, that epiphany, that time, that moment where you say, this is something that I really want to do. I had that moment sitting in that seat. And so I was like, wow, you know, I want to do that. I want to do comedy. And I saw him at another event a couple of weeks later. And so I'm trying to figure out how to talk to him and this, that, and the other. So we're in Oakland, and he's leaving early, so I guess he was going from one event to another, and he's leaving early, and I start to follow him out, right? He starts going up this dark alleyway, trying to get to his car, I guess, and I'm literally following behind him. He stops, and he looks like, is this chick trying to kill me? So he's like, hey, how can I help you? So I tell him, I say, you know, I saw you doing comedy at the play, and I told him what play it was, and I said, you know, and I wanted to see, you know, if I could do some comedy. He said, have you ever done it before? And I said, no, but I think I'd be really good at it. And he was like, okay, well, I'll give you 5 minutes. He was doing this thing called Club Jesus. And he said, I'll give you 5 minutes to do a set. And so I didn't really know what a set was or whatever. I just knew I had 5 minutes. Now, I've always been a writer. I was a rapper. So writing wasn't anything new to me. But, you know, trying to figure out how to tell jokes or whatever. And honestly, on the way to the show, I wrote my 5-minute set in the car on the way to the show. I got there and nervous is all outdoors, but I sat up there in front of those people. The first joke I talked about kids and Christmas and how kids want stuff for Christmas. And I remember the first thing I said, when do we start buying gifts with bills? And everybody hit the floor. And from that point on, in that 5 minutes is when I finally realized this is what you do. You do comedy. This is you. And that has been it for the last 15 years. That's been my outlet, my go-to, my therapy, my escape, my release, my greatest job ever, comedy.
Well, at least you didn't say it was your parole officer, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, but there would have been one without comedy. So, very instrumental in us having this conversation right now without something beeping and telling you what penitentiary I am.
Or somebody calling the station talking about, you have a collect call.
This is a call from a correctional facility.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to explain that on the bill, you know, but I guess.
Yeah. It would get ugly. It would get ugly.
Well, in my house, it'd probably be a little easier as long as I don't tell when the kids like, hey, who accepting the call from the collect people? Don't do that.
Right. I don't know. That would be the answer. I don't know.
Exactly.
Somebody knows.
No, when you're looking at comedy moving forward in the industry where we are right now, where do you see it going? Because I know you do Christian comedy. Where is Christian comedy going, and where do you think secular comedy is going?
I've honestly, I don't think secular comedy is going to go anywhere, but I do think that clean comedy is making a position for itself. I just think that people are out there and they want to laugh, and they want a more family-oriented kind of fun. So I think that there's a growth spurt happening in clean and Christian comedy, and it's just finding a place. It's carving a place in this comedic industry where people are starting to appreciate and respect it. Because I had yesterday, for a fact, I had one of my kids at the homework club, which is another one of my hats, that said, "How can you be a Christian and a comedian?" And so I was like, "Well, I don't understand the question," but I knew where he was going. But I wanted to kind of walk him through the process. I said, "Because laughter is medicine for the soul, right? That's what the Bible says, yep, right?" Yep. He said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, the joy of the Lord." I said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength, then, right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, if that's what God is saying, then it's apparent that He wants us to be able to laugh." And so he looks at me and he's like, "Yeah, I guess so." I said, "The difference is that I don't cuss when I make people laugh." I said, "So it's easy for me to be a Christian and a comedian." And so that was like this light bulb went off, like, oh. However, a lot of people, when I say I don't cuss, they don't think it's funny. Because a lot of times for a long time, that has been kind of a staple in comedy where cussing and vulgar language and things like that is just a part of the show. So it's the expectation. So in the last show that I did in Merced not too long ago, that was the compliment. "You're funny. You're funny. And you don't even cuss. Like, how do you do that?" So I think it's really, there's some good, strong comedians out there. You got Kev on stage out there that's a clean comedian sweeping the country. You have comedians like Tony Baker, Ron G. They're out there, and they're coming to a place and to a point where, like I said, they're carving in that space where people say, okay, I guess you don't necessarily have to cuss to be funny, and we're getting our opportunity.
Well, I think it's awesome because back in the day, it used to be a Christian comic was just like a Christian rapper. If you weren't rapping scripture or telling jokes about church, you weren't considered to be a Christian entertainer.
Right. And that's another thing. So for me in that, I feel like we have put Christian entertainment in a box. And I think that we've kind of stifled the gifts that God has given us to entertain because it's got to be called ministry. It's got to be called, Christian. You can't go out and do it in certain places. You're only supposed to do comedy in the church. And I think that's unreal because I think for me, I tell jokes about life. And so life is universal for everyone who actually lives life. And so I used to get stuck into the point to where I would tell church jokes all the time, but with the combination of it all, I think that's what God is showing me with this. He's given me the ability to juggle all these hats because this is the whole life. This is a whole life. You're not just a minister. You're not just a mom. You're not just a comedian. This is your whole life right here, which I will have T-shirts available. Get your whole life together at the show and online after the fact.
Well, what I need to make sure we make clear to the listeners is that when we come back and we're live the following week, which would be the 29th on 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern, we will be giving away the T-shirts, and we will give away a DVD or two for anyone that calls into the show. But we will announce it. So if you're listening out there and you're listening to this recorded segment. So don't call in now. Nobody ring the phone, because if you ring in right now,
ain't nobody... Exactly.
We're at the show right now. And, you know, and Shelly, you know, why don't we do this too? I know this is, as we're recording live, we'll try to do something live from the theater too. And I know you'll be doing a lot of social media as you get on set and on the stage that day, but we'll try to support you as well, doing something live.
Amen.
from the theater.
Okay. Amen. Absolutely. Well, we'll be there early, so.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
We'll have time before it all starts to get something in.
Well, except for a nap. Yeah. You didn't say I could get a nap in.
You'll get a nap in. You'll definitely get a nap. I won't sleep until 2 days later, because I have to come down off of the proverbial high.
No sleep to Brooklyn, right? In this case, no sleep to the bed, right?
I won't. I probably will stop sleeping Monday of next week.
Lord bless me with one of the volunteer people I know from the church. Good, real nice guy. He's going to ride up with me. He says he's volunteered to drive back because he knows I need to be in service on Sunday morning. So at 7 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying. God is working it all out. I mean, even with that. And that's what I want people to understand, that God is faithful. I mean, he has shown himself in so many ways. It is ridiculous. I mean, people are coming out of nowhere with favor. You know, Pinpoint Digital came through as a sponsor and sponsored half the cost for our videographer. And you know, Copy World Inc. came through and they sponsored all the promotional tools. And my doctor called me the other day out of the blue and offered to handle the lanyards for my VIP and my team, my staff. And I mean, my team. I don't have staff. I don't work for, people don't work for me. We work all together. But just coming out of the woodwork, things I'm not even asking for, things I'm not even pursuing, but they're in my heart. And see, it goes back to God putting a scripture in my heart. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Everybody has a go-to scripture on the inside of them that God has placed on the inside of you that you can pull from, learn, and then he'll reveal it to you in life. And that is mine. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So a lot of this stuff I didn't even ask people to do. But it was a desire in my heart for it to get done, and God made it happen and brought it to fruition. And I'm just blown away. Blown away.
Well, tell you what, let's definitely help your team. So anyone that has supported this effort in so many hats, let them all know that I'll let them advertise for free on the Craig Carlisle Show and on the Raising Men Show, so we can create ads for them and we'll let them run for, you know, 2 to 4 months. How about that?
Amen. Glory to God.
So again, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show. We're going to be back here after a really, really short break talking to Shell T. Funny about so many hats.
You're listening to my dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. 104.5 WPJC.
Experience uniquely crafted gifts, ranging from fragrant candles to artisan jewelry and more. Be the lucky swagbag winner of curated gifts donated by your community of artisan. I'm Shawnine Whitehead. I'm personally inviting you to experience festive Christmas shopping with friends. Join us every weekend through December 23rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be at Sears Shopping Center in Temecula Wine Country. To participate as a vendor or musical guest, contact Shawnine at helloamazingmarkets@hotmail.com. Have a Merry Christmas.
Who you hire as your realtor matters. You need a realtor who looks out for your best interests and not their own. Marie Clark with Allison James Estates is a full-time realtor, specializing in helping first-time homebuyers in Temecula and the surrounding areas. She is also a ministry leader. Today, why don't you choose Marie Clark to buy or sell your next home? Please call 951-265-6259.
listening to my dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. 104.5 WPJC.
And we're back. And that's my little guy Jackson on that drop right there. He's a crack up right there.
Yeah, I just saw my son's graduation pictures, and I had this moment of just comfort and peace. And I said, God is so faithful. He's so amazing. He knew how to get you to a place where you could like your kids for a moment in time. Because I sat back, and it's everything and all the irritation and the fact that I just want to punch him in his face every day for 5 minutes. It was gone. Like, oh, wow, look at him. He's so handsome. Oh, wow. And 9 times out of 10, because they're not talking, nor do they have an attitude during the picture. But I just love God. He has everything worked out.
That's hilarious, because I'm at the moment with a couple of my kids. I want to punch them for more than 5 minutes.
Right? Just like straight though, huh?
Yeah.
Like nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, you want to punch until that face disappears. Like, and then you feel like you'll be okay. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and I told him, I said, I'm telling you, at this point, it's right here. It's like right in the core of me. It's like, it's not even in my head. It's like in the middle of my stomach, the fact that I want to just punch him. And I want to punch him with my fist flat. I don't want to punch like straight. I want to punch him like my fist flat, like everything in me comes down on your face. Somebody's listening to this and they don't understand, because either you don't have kids or they're kids and they're little kids and you're like, I couldn't punch my baby in the face like that. Call me in 10 years and then we can have a conversation.
10? How about like 7? It looked like 7 or 9.
Yeah, depending on what age they are. I'm thinking of the ones that just had the baby. The baby's still like 2, barely 1. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you were talking about your kid like that. Yeah, call me.
They're going to be doing the same thing, because while their baby's poop smell like Similac, it's all pretty until they smell like real stuff.
Yeah.
And then it ain't so funny.
Yeah, so that chicken and potato get in there. And then you're like, oh, you gagging? No, don't gag. It's cute. Ain't it doing that baby poo-poo? Yeah, no, go on, take that. Take all that in. Mm-hmm. Inhale, close the door.
As you're getting prepped and ready for this show, where did you get the title So Many Hats from?
Again, I had to step back and realize, it was like, actually, people say that to me all the time. Oh, gosh, you wear so many hats. You wear so many hats. Because I'm always doing something different. I'm a radio on-air personality for a radio show. Okay, let's not even start with Mother Wife. OAP on Truth FM. I am a pastor in ministry on 3 different boards for 3 different organizations. I am a program director for Block to Block and for the Homework Club. And so every time I'm turning around and I'm looking and people are like, what are you doing? And so that's when the Holy Spirit gave it to me, like so many hats, because I'm not the only one that lives like that. I'm not the only one that has a million things that they're doing all at different times. And so I just wanted to and share with people how I cope.
Well, how do you cope? How do you keep each one of those hats on your head at the right time? Because some of these situations, I know you're wearing the hat. You're holding the hat. Sometimes you're wearing 2 hats at a time. Sometimes it's a beanie, a do-rag, a scarf, you know what I'm saying, and a helmet with a chin strap.
Right. You know, the cool thing is that the comedy for me is what holds it all together, because it gives me an opportunity to laugh at everything. So when it's chaotic, I can laugh. When my kids are driving me up the wall, I can laugh. When I have a million and one things to do and I can't get one done, I can laugh. And so the comedy gives me an opportunity to decipher and evaluate each hat in the moment. And so I'm able to take a breath and walk away and be okay with me laying this hat down for a minute and coming back to it later.
At the end of your at the end of your life, I want to say, almost a comedy career, but at the end of your life, what do you want people to know you for and say about you and eat to your funeral? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a roast because they're going to think it's funny. The kids are going to be like, she finally gone, Lord Jesus, yes!
Well, first of all, I'm glad you mentioned that because then we have it like super recorded that my funeral is going to be a comedy show. There will be three comedians on, and I'm literally going to headline my own funeral. So there will be a pre-recorded show, and I will do comedy and tell all my kids how they're getting nothing from me before the service is over. But anyway, actually not all my kids. Some kids, they're still on the list to receive something, but, you know, and the list is still open. They don't just get wrote off. They have opportunity to work themselves back on, just in case they're listening to this. But I want people to know I died empty. I want people to know that I died without anything in me that God put me on this planet to do. I want everything that I'm supposed to do out of me. And if something happens, and I tell people this all the time, I serve a God that's in control of all things. And no matter what takes place, when something happens, if I don't get or make it through it, that was God's decision for me not to. But I want people to know that at that point, she was living her life according to the word of God, which meant that I was working out the purpose and the plan that he had in me to the day I died.
Now, that's awesome. Now, do you, as you know, as you're going through, what things are you for sure that God's got you doing? I mean, obviously there's comedy and obviously there's pastoral, but what are these other hats that you know God's got you in the future to go continue to go do?
And no, he's definitely moving us into overall entertainment, creating entertainment that is wholesome and real, that is family oriented and true, and that we're launching Two Real Entertainment, and the tagline for Two Real Entertainment is where entertainment meets professionalism and God remains supreme. So he wants us to occupy until it comes, which means to do business until he returns. He wants us to show people, all of us who are kingdom-minded and kingdom builders, that our dreams and our desires and our hopes are his. And he's given them to us so we may draw all men unto him. And so that's what I know we're going to be doing in the future. He's made connections with us with different organizations, with different sports organizations and athletes and all kinds of stuff, where we're pouring into the young people and we're drawing, we're helping to build the army through this millennial generation. And so I know that is where he has us focused and where he has us going in the future.
And that's awesome. It's funny when you say that, because the places where you are with Block to Block and then having a house full of kids, and then I know you live vicariously through my house full of kids. Does the kids part of it ever become not so funny? I know they provide enough material, probably. You never had to write another joke. You just keep living in either one of these houses.
Right. The one thing that bothers you the most is what I believe God has created you to fix. And I do not like to see children not be able to be children. So in the different situations, because there's it's no question or misunderstanding that God had us raise children that were part of broken situations, because he was teaching us and training us how to relate to the world in these areas. it's no question why he has me working in juvenile hall or being in juvenile hall before. Because they need to see that there's a possibility to dream. But they also need to know that it's okay to grow up. It's okay to be raised. It's okay to live and just be a carefree kid. I was having a conversation with my kids the other day. I said, you have no idea what it's like to have the life you have. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that you've been through some things. But for the past 6, 7, 8 years, you haven't had a care in the world. You get upset because you have to cook dinner. That's one of your biggest issues. Cooking food or doing chores, you know what I'm saying? Where you're not worried about where you're going to sleep that night. You're not worried about if the lights are going to come on when you hit the switch. You're not worried about what's going to happen if somebody's knocking at the door. Is that a police or is that somebody who's looking for drugs? You don't have to worry about that. And that's a good thing. You may not realize that now, but at some point you're going to get it and you're going to be like, oh, wow, I had a childhood. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of the kids today don't really, I don't think they really understand that.
No, that's why the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. First of all, because one day they should go, period. Second of all, the second part is what's the key for parents. So when they get older, at the point of your kids right now, they're not getting it. But as long as they keep hearing it, it's being planted in them. And so when they get older and they get to a point to where they actually step back and go, okay, this is what she was talking about. This is what he meant. This is why they did what they did. Then they can draw on what's inside of them. Because other than that, they don't have anything there.
Yeah, but that's awesome. I tell you what, if it hadn't been for that, I'd like to draw something else on a forehead or something. Lord Jesus, and knows I want to.
Want to draw my chalk outline, huh?
Oh, Lord Jesus, today, Father God, preach that and take my offering with me on the way out to Delft. But anyway, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back with Shell T. Funny. You know she's going to do some comedy for us.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
This is Craig Carlisle, the host of the Raising Men Show, and I'm also an executive producer of the independent feature film Restored Me.
I lost everything for something I didn't do. What type of God is going to watch a man get up on his feet and then kick him right back down and get dragged through the dirt again?
It's a powerful, feel-good dramedy that centers around a young man trying to restore his relationship with his young daughter and her mother.
Talk to him just like you're talking to
him. Where have you been, kid? These people take communion from me. I am their God.
This film speaks to restoring your faith and pushes a bold message of positivity and motivation. The cast includes Gary Owen, Bill Duke, William Lee, Matt Gerald, Richard T. Jones, Malik Yoba, Yancey Arias, and Bo Casper Smart, just to name a few. Restored Me is available on over 100 digital markets, including iTunes, Amazon, and on demand from your local cable provider. Buy it, rent it, either way, I'm asking you to watch it. It'll bless your life.
Hey, this is Bill Panfero, and I invite you to listen to The Craig Carlisle Show because it will strengthen and inspire your life.
Encourage and equip your world.
And welcome back to The Craig Carlisle Show, and this is the final segment. This is one of my favorite segments of all time on this particular show. This is Shell T's Comedy Corner. Shell T, you out there? I know you out there, girl.
I'm here. Shell T. Hello?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm always laughing because when I hear you give that call, I'm like, I'm always there like, yep, that's her. Because even at the end of the end, I can see folks doing that. That's because that's it.
That's it. That's the call. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to say this because I'm just crazy enough to believe God will do it. to where I'm in a stadium doing comedy, and I hear the entire stadium ring out Shell T like that.
Oh, you know that's coming.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to work on a drop on some music as well for that Shell T coming on the music on the top of the track, too.
Oh, man, you just gave me an idea how to enter onto the stage. This is your girl, Shell T. Drop. Oh, gosh. And that's the beauty of being able to create. It's just, you can just, God just gives you these different revelations and ideas. I just want to talk to the people right now because we are still in the season of graduation. I need everybody to get a nice iPhone. Samsung, whatever you want to do, take your kids to a park and take pictures for your kid for graduation because they out here robbing folks. It's highway robberies taking place with these graduation pictures. Craig, you'll be there soon, won't you?
No, I was already there one time. You know, remember, Shane's 22.
Yes, yes. Yes, you've been through it already. I went to one of those smaller graduation picture places, and don't do it to yourself. These people are absolutely ridiculous.
Did you do and, a photo
booth? I'm probably going to use the pictures I took on my phone. This is crazy.
Well, my kids already know that I'm not getting them nothing. Actually, I'm not getting nothing for Christmas. Ain't getting nothing for graduation. Ain't getting them nothing.
Nothing. I mean, I make my kids pay for half of their stuff anyway, so it's not as bad on me. But at the same time, I mean, a couple of years ago when I did the other kid, he got a lot of pictures and a lot of poses. And these people, they're just like, I walked in and literally felt like, you know, I was in, somebody was casing the joint. Because I was like, what's going on? He came up and said, how you here for a viewing, huh? And I just felt this little chill come through. I was like, yeah. And then the man comes out, and it's the same guy who did the photography, and he just has a smile on his face like, another sucker. And so I'm just like, I'm not, you know. And then they do it like this. They don't just give you the pictures like they used to back in the day. They put it on a big screen, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they run it like a slideshow. So it gets you all emotional.
You get an amusement park and stuff.
You're emotional, like, oh, these are beautiful music playing, melodic music in the background, and you're looking at your baby's pictures, and then they start talking to you about the price. And I said, wait, hold on. Wait a doggone minute, wait. Now, there's one picture that I get for all of my kids. It's a 16 by 20, and I have it for all of my kids because that's what we do. And, well, all the kids that decided to graduate. The other is one that didn't, and she get mad at me because she ain't on the wall. I wasn't supposed to be in class. You were. Yeah. Like, I was going to take everybody's graduation picture down because you ain't got one. Sorry, boo. Deal with it. So I go, and I'm looking at the picture. They want $200 for the one picture. This doesn't even include the package they want me to spend almost $500 for. And you only want to give me four poses out of 38 pictures. Really?
I think we're in the wrong line of work, Shell. I think that's like owned by the mob.
Right. Then I said, okay, so if I go ahead and I purchase the package, can I take the picture and take it in and get it enlarged? No, we actually still own the copyright. I just gave you $500, bro.
Exactly.
You mean to tell me I am only renting pictures from you?
You just get the printout off the printer in the back.
You know what you're talking about? I can't take these $500 worth of pictures nowhere and get one enlarged? But if you enlarge it with us, you get it mounted. I know I could go to Walmart and get a frame. I don't need you to mount nothing for me. $280 for one picture.
No, no thank you.
And that's really the only picture I want. Then there's four poses. One is a cap and gown, of course. One is the tuxedo, which it doesn't impress me. My son's been wearing tuxedos for quite some time now. One, he has a football picture. He has a senior picture. He has a regular casual. Why'd you have me take all these pictures when you knew doggone well you weren't going to let me have all of them?
I want to play with your emotions.
Right. Cause, and then he says, well, you know, if you get a certain packages, then you can get free stuff. The free stuff doesn't come until you pay at least $500, and it's up to like $1,000+. And then $1,000+, I get what, keychains? Are you serious?
I don't think I love my kids enough to have one of my keychains.
I do not. Under any circumstances, do I like my kid that much? Hey, my stuff finally came. Look, good God, I'm so happy.
What stuff is it?
I'm hoping it's my packages that I've been waiting on since a million years ago. which is something else that I'll talk about later. Because they're very disrespectful, might I ask. Yeah, people, I don't get it. They get your money and then they treat you like they don't know who you are. Yeah. I feel like you should at least take me to breakfast before you rape me.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
I told my kids, I'm going to take all these pics off my iPhone, and that's going to be your graduation pic, your birthday pic, your Christmas pic. Go back off Instagram for 17 years ago. That was Christmas. There you go.
Yes, there you go. Because they want an arm and a leg. Now, if they wanted my kid, I'd take pictures all day long. Which one I got to give up now? Which one?
Shoot, you can have all of them. Tell you what, you give me the proof.
All of them.
You can have a kid.
You can have a kid all day long. Please do. Especially a 17-year-old. Because then you go through all of this. You're trying to figure out how to get them a little graduation gift and all this, that, and the other. And the kid walks around your house like you live with him.
I can't do that. And as your 17-year-old, is he driving with driver's license?
No, not yet. He finally got his permit after forever and a day, and now he wants to rush me to get his classes and stuff taken. I said, look, little boy, let me tell you something. You sit down, and we will come up with a schedule on how we're going to do this, because you're not going to, mom, can we go? Because contrary to popular opinion, I have a life. How about that?
Yeah.
So we're at a process right now where I'm trying to get him to get himself together, get his whole life together, sit down, plan out, schedule out these driving tests. Because first of all, I don't want to drive with you anyway. I don't like you, period, when I'm driving. How much do you think I'm going to like you when you're driving? So we really need to be sure that this stuff is planned out and worked out all together, because I will kill both of us in the car. And then blame you. And so it's...
Well, who are you going to have him ride with? Because, you know, last time I talked to Joe, he had a semi-truck parked in the back of his truck. So I'm not sure you got a good run out of there.
No. I mean, we're going to ride with him in very large parking lots with very empty stalls. That is definitely going to be... the idea. Very large parking lots with very empty stalls. But beyond that, I just don't know. I'm trying to stay out of jail, like I said. I just want to stay out of jail.
I'm not sure I can do that, Shell. I mean, I got four that want to drive. I've been wrestling with the 15-year-old just to get the permit settled. I'm like, when I was 15, when I was 14 and 13, I was dreaming about driving anything, looking at the newspaper for some car, thinking my parents going to buy me an actual car with a motor that you can drive on the street, which I know that didn't happen.
That's what I'm saying. I'm forcing a kid to literally get a license so you can drive yourself around. And you have an attitude about that.
Yeah, can't do it. I think I'm going to get him a skateboard and let him go.
Yeah, because it becomes more of a hassle just trying to get them to do something for themselves.
Well, see,
you're mad at me because I make you save money, but you have over $3,000 in your savings account. You can get a license and go buy your own car, but you're mad at me.
I tell you, well, see, I'm kind of selfish with it. That's why I'm kind of pushing, you know, Caden to go get his permit and eventually his license, because I need another driver. I'll have, so you got, y'all got two adults in your house. I have one.
Yeah, I still need another driver too. Mom, can I go? Shut up, call, ask your brother.
Ask your brother. Shoot, you're telling your brother to go get my keys to his car, because it ain't his car. Go get the keys to my car and you go take you to the store.
No, he
got to
have his own car. He's not driving my car.
Well, see, the thing, if he didn't pay for it, it's still my car. So it's either my car.
That's why I want him to have his own car, because my son's getting put out of my house. I can already tell. I need you to be able to pack your stuff up and drive away. I don't want the issues. I don't want you leaving your stuff here. I'm changing his mail address when he turned 18 anyway. He's gonna be like, Mom, where my mail? You got a P.O. box. That way, when you go, I ain't got to stack your stuff up.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Take your time.
See, we're running out of time. Shelty, let folks know where we're at right now. The Empress Theater in where?
Vallejo, California. We are getting ready to do a sound check right now as we speak. And it's going to go up. The Empress Theater, today we're doing So Many Hats. God is amazing.
Doors open at what time? Tell them.
Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6:30.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Again, you've been listening to The Craig Carlisle Show with your girl,
Shelty.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you've been listening to The Craig Carlisle Show and Shelty's Comedy Corner and all that kind of funny stuff. And again, we're sitting there live right now on the Empress Theater lot waiting for the opening night of So Many Hats.
Yeah.
Just take him out of here, Shelty. Go on, give him that Shelty on the way out.
Shelty!
I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We've had a blast doing it. Make sure you check out The Craig Carlisle Show every Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, on blogtalkradio.com. If you've missed an episode, check out our archives. You won't want to miss it.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202. Or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
This is Craig Carlisle, the host of the Raising Men Show, and I'm also an executive producer of the independent feature film Restored Me.
I lost everything for something I didn't do. What type of God is going to watch a man get up on his feet and then kick him right back down and get drugged through the dirt again?
It's a powerful, feel-good dramedy that centers around a young man trying to restore his relationship with his young daughter and her mother.
Talk to him just like you're talking to him.
Where have you been, kid? These people take communion from me. I am their God.
This film speaks to restoring your faith and pushes a bold message of positivity and motivation. The cast includes Gary Owen, Bill Duke, William Lee, Matt Gerald, Richard T. Jones, Malik Yoboi, Yancey Arias, and Bo Casper Smart, just to name a few. Restored Me is available on over 100 digital markets, including iTunes, Amazon, and on demand from your local cable provider. Buy it, rent it, either way, I'm asking you to watch it. It'll bless your life.